The Lebanese basketball championship traces its origins back to the late 1940s, when the sport was on the cusp of blossoming. However, a civil war interrupted all sporting events in 1975. Up until then, Riadi had been the best club in Lebanon, winning 13 league titles between 1950 and 1973. In 1992, 2 years after the end of the civil war, a new Lebanese basketball championship, also known as the FLB League, was introduced. This 10-team league represents the pinnacle of the Lebanese basketball hierarchy. Since its inception, the league has been dominated by local basketball giants, Riadi with 16 titles and Club de Louisiana Sagesse with 8. On the morning of Monday, May 29, a few hours before Match 5, 9:45 p.m., of the playoff final of the Lebanese Men's First Division Basketball Championship, coach Ahmad Farhan's Riadi were just one step away from the local title, having already been crowned West Asian champions. In the best-of-seven series of this Lebanese final, Monaras Beirut club led by 3-1 against Dynamo, another club from the capital and regular season champions. This meant that the fate of the championship could be sealed on Monday evening at Dynamo's home court, Rockland Arena, with the first team to win 4 games being declared champion. The team led by Dup Reith seized the opportunity, 77-71, and crowned themselves champions. On the opposite end of the spectrum, far removed from the team that had conquered in Game 1 by 87-78 points, coach Jad El-Hajj's Dynamo had to find a solution to their sudden apathy in attack, as well as their porous defense, if they were to keep any chance of getting back on track in the final and fighting for the title. Having been defeated in Game 3 last Friday, May 26, 73-82, and ahead of Game 4 on Sunday, May 28, at Saib Salam Stadium, home court of the Riadi, in which Dynamo were blown away 106-76, Hajj admitted that he needed to revise his plans and adjust his tactics, to no avail. Before the fifth duel, Hajj acknowledged his side's weaknesses but assured them that he had remedied them and confirmed that Dynamo were there to fight and stay in the final. However, despite a renewed intensity in their performance, Zach Lofton's teammates were unable to make the most of the opportunity presented to them. Farhan and Hajj lined up their usual starting five for this fateful match, played out in front of a full house at Rockland Arena near Beirut Airport, clearly trusting their usual first-choice players. The match unfolded with an early score from Dup Reith, quickly countered by Zach Lofton, 2-2. Joe Lule missed for Dynamo. On the rebound, while Arakji distilled a decisive pass to Dup, who scored. Shortly afterwards, Lofton made back-to-back shots from behind the arc, his 98th and 99th baskets of the season. Clearly, the team coached by Jad El-Hajj, also the national coach, was showing a fresh, new face in an attack largely driven by Zach Lofton. But Farhan's men had taken the lead, 18-24, and never relinquished it again, piling up the prize baskets. The first quarter thus ended with Riadi taking a 10-point lead, 19-29. In the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, both teams struggled to score until Lofton broke the scoring drought for Dynamo, 26-29. While the latter seemed to be picking up the pace, while Arakji restored his teammates' lead at the expense of Joe Lule's team. Kevin Murphy and Haik Gyokshian then added to the lead with a pair of baskets from behind the arc and under the buzzer respectively. Murphy, again, added to the blue and yellow's lead. At the break, the Blanc et Blue were once again trailing by 10 points, 36-46, as they had been at the end of the first quarter. Dup Reith joined the bench during this period due to injury. Farhan specified that Dup would be spared for the rest of the game, unless his contribution was urgently required. After the break, Riadi maintained their lead, 36-51. Zach Lofton narrowed the deficit, but while Arakji made it worse again, 40-53. Despite the home court advantage, an ineffective Dynamo remained without solutions in the face of Riadi's undisputed dominance. Hajj had clearly failed to find the right game strategy to keep fans' title hopes alive. However, in the absence of Dup from the Monara side, the arena players showcased their skills with fine moves, 56-59. Dynamo scored 20 points during this 10-minute period, while Riadi scored 15. The 10-minute period ended in favor of the blue and yellow team, 56-61. While signs of fatigue were clear on the opponents' faces as the fourth and final quarter kicked off, these lost none of their determination. Offensives and counteroffensives furiously ensued. To everyone's surprise, Hadge's men even managed to level the score in the fifth minute, 62-62, triggering a triumphant cheer from the stands. The fans' joy was short-lived, however, as Riady quickly regained the lead, 62-64. But a heroic Zach Lofton scored 3 points from behind the arc to give Dynamo the lead for the first time in the game, 65-64, and enter the exclusive club of players in the Lebanese league who have scored 100 first baskets. In the final 3 minutes, the two teams alternated leads by a single point each time. With 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go, the two rivals were once again tied, 68-68. But Riady regained a 4-point lead, 68-72. Karim Zainoun's 2 free throws gave his teammates a slight lead, 71-74. Stumbling on the counterattack, Zach Lofton let the ball slip through his hands with 10 seconds left. Riady immediately launched a counterattack. Zainoun, decidedly the man of the match, received the ball from a decisive pass from one of his teammates, shot from behind the arc and scored with only 1 second left on the buzzer, 71-77, thus crowning his team Lebanese basketball champions. An exceptional record. The Riady regained the title they lost to Beirut Club last season, and established themselves as the Lebanese team with the most impressive track record. In the past, Monaro's club was crowned champion 13 times. And it has just secured its 17th title, which infers a total of 30 championships. Results. Monday, May 22, at Rockland Arena, Dynamo Riady 87-78. Dynamo take a 1-0 lead in the series. Wednesday, May 24, at Monaro, Riady Dynamo 92-84. Riady equalize, 1-1, in the series. Friday, May 26, at Rockland Arena, Dynamo Riady 73-82. Riady take the lead, 2-1, in the series. Sunday, May 28, at Monaro, Riady Dynamo 106-76. Riady extend their lead, 3-1, in the series. Monday, May 29, at Rockland Arena, Dynamo Riady 71-77. Riady extend their advantage to 4-1 and clinch the Lebanese championship.